Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the Rosecast is brought to you by nobody, all right? Relax. Everyone with relax with ads. Not every episode is going to have ads right now, okay, AB? AB looked at me like, who's this? What? I didn't get any free shit in the mail this week.
People out here mad about the ads, Rim?
No, actually, AB, many people were excited.
Oh,
if you
okay.
listened and were excited and told us so, thank you for the support. If you were listening and were upset about the change and skipped through the ads, also thank you for listening. Doesn't matter to me. Numbers are numbers. Anyway, welcome to the number one spoiler-free Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo, the Rosecast. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy. With me, as always, Alex Bradford, AB.
Yes, sir.
We're rolling now. Hitting the stride. What'd you think of this episode?
It was rock solid, Rim. Okay.
That's what I called it.
It was rock solid. Just a solid Bachelor episode. I enjoyed it.
It might have been kind of cookie cutter, but
sure.
I think there were, that's fine. You know, let's get the ship right. Let's get the hull in the water. I don't know ships. But a solid episode. I have two main takeaways that I think help this episode stand out a little bit, other than the virginity stuff. That all goes without saying. Obviously, yeah. That is uncharted territory for this franchise. But there are two big things that I think I took away from this that made it stand out.
Let's hear them.
No, you got to stick around.
Oh, this is
the whole episode.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a tease. Getting better teases. You want another tease? Stick around for the mailbag, because we asked for honest opinions of Colton as the lead.
Uh-oh.
And we got some honest feedback, I think.
Wow. Okay.
And when I put honest in like big bold letters, because don't play yourselves. Don't come in here with your opinions of what you thought before. Honest. Let's assess what you've seen on the screen. Okay.
Two episodes.
Be truthful.
What are you thinking?
My opinion's changed. I know that. It's not 180, but my opinion has shifted.
Okay.
AB, what'd you make of the first scene of this episode where Colton's kind of Dear Diary Instagram story on his phone? Did you even catch that? It was just a very short little blip.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. He just had woken up. Seemed like he just woke up. He didn't have makeup on, really. Hair was...
I didn't notice that, but...
A little messed up. Haven't seen this before. I don't know.
Did you like it or not like it?
I'm okay with it. Sure. Give me some behind-the-scenes stuff. Little cut scenes like that where it's him giving his real thoughts. Dear Diary style, like you said. I'm okay with that.
I think
I wouldn't mind an e-blog from Colton every morning when he just wakes up and gives me what he's thinking during this.
I don't mind it either. I don't mind it either.
Season, sure.
Obviously, they're not going to air anything that they don't want to air, but yeah. It is a little more unfiltered, a little more casual than the traditional confessional style. And you know, and they chop it up and make it sound like something it might not be. I don't mind it. Just put a shirt on and keep doing it. That's what I say.
No,
I don't think you need the shirt off for the first
pop
one.
The top right off.
That's true.
keep doing what you're doing in that sense. But anytime they're trying new things, I'm okay with it. Even if it doesn't work, might fall flat, but that's okay.
Yeah, I want to see more of that, the reality, kind of Big Brother style. Never seen Big Brother also, but you know what I'm saying. All right, let's start at the house. Group date card. Demi, Bree, Tracy, Elise, Hannah G, Nicole, Onyenka, Catherine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And some heavy hitters in there, Rim.
Is there? Yeah, there is. There's Hannah G. You're right. There's Demi.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Nicole, of course, huge, big contender. Everyone loves Nicole. group date, daytime, AB. We're at the theater with Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally. Now, I was watching this. I thought, I don't know if AB has watched either of their main shows.
Oh, Parks and Rec?
Okay, you've watched
that. I actually
just
watched that for the first time like a couple months ago. So it couldn't have hit more for me.
The whole thing? All of them?
All of them, yeah.
Okay, so a couple wins ago?
Parking a couple months.
Okay.
It's fresh in my mind. Ron Swanson and Tammy 2, or is that her name?
I think it's Tammy. Yeah, I think
Tammy 2?
No, that's Tammy 1. She's OG Tammy.
No,
I think.
Tammy 2. That's Tammy 2.
Okay, all right. See, it's been a while for me. All right,
yeah,
well, that's
fresh
good.
In my mind. It couldn't have hit harder for me than having these two on.
Megan Mullally strikes me as the type of person who would hate, like the real Megan Mullally, not her character. She strikes me as the type of person who would hate this show. And I hope that's not the case. She got some barbs in, as they all do. But yeah. I like when they have celebrities who really genuinely like this. When they have celebrities that actually like the show, it gives their appearances some authenticity. And that's what I'm looking for in this reality TV, is some authenticity from celebrities.
Okay,
that's
so
what
you
I'm
mean,
here for.
You mean the opposite of what happened on the next group days, spoiler alert.
Oh, wow. Was Billy on the street? Could he have been more...
Holy cow.
out?
This was the Parks and Recs episode, though, Rim. He was a Parks and Rec guy, too.
Okay, so I didn't watch all the seasons. I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, he came along later.
We'll get to Billy on the street later. Their activity is they're supposed to tell a story about a first in their life.
Ron Swanson starts it off. They're telling their stories first. Disgusting story from Ron Swanson, just riddled with sexual innuendos. He's talking about velvety petals of a woman's blossom or some shit like that. I don't need that, Ron.
It's too early in the episode. That's too much. 7:05 in the central time, God's time. AB, stay woke. This was some kind of subliminal tie-in with their Sling TV commercials. Hannah G, one-on-one time. AB, nothing here. I got nothing on this, but we have to acknowledge it. Because she might go far, and she was an early favorite. And I don't know what season it was, but one season we just never talked about one-on-one time between a contestant and the lead, and they were like final two, and we hadn't talked about them all season. It was a huge oversight on our part. Hannah G had one-on-one time. Mark it down.
They seem to be smitten with each other, Rem. They don't talk about much, but you can tell something's there.
It's googly eyes on both ends.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a good way. And I like seeing it. He doesn't seem to kiss. They don't seem to kiss as much as other couples, I don't think. I don't think they kiss They're just, it's definitely crush mode.
They're crushing.
What did you think of Colton's starting off the show, the festivities, with the story of the first time he told his football teammates he was a virgin?
Interesting little story. Nothing special, though, Rim. The women fell for it, I'll tell you that.
What do you mean, fell for it? That implies deceit.
Yeah, you're right. Fell for it's the wrong word. They were loving his story. Then the crowd was eating it up out of the palm of his hands.
Listen, I didn't mind the story. I don't like the storyline. The virginity, it's not, you know, calling the virginity thing a storyline is kind of false. It's not a storyline. It's the backbone of this season.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's not, I don't trust that they're going to handle it well, etc. We've talked about it. This sounded like a motivational speech to a group of kids who are like worried about fitting in. And I mean that in a positive sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's a new angle that we haven't really heard before. I liked it. And he was comfortable in his own skin. I liked the story. I was okay with it. Go ahead.
Okay. Rim's turning pro Colton.
Yeah.
I already know where this is heading, folks.
Yeah, hey. I'm giving all the benefit of the doubt, the biggest benefit of the doubt you can give someone. Go ahead.
Here's my thing about the virgin thing, Rim. I'm a big believer in life of not getting too bent over backwards about things you can't change, Rim. So we know that this virgin thing is going to be slammed down our throats. So what's the point of getting all bent out of shape about it, Rim? You might as well just roll with it, ignore it, and just ignore the show. Because if you're going to get caught up in virgin stuff and not liking these puns,
you can't enjoy it. You can't possibly enjoy the season.
You're not going to like the show. So you might as well tune out. So how I'm living my life, I don't like what they're doing. I've made that known, but I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I don't care about this virgin stuff anymore. I know they're going to do it every episode, multiple times during the episode, and that's not going to change. So I'm just going to I'm not going to let it affect me.
That's a, I think that's a very good way to approach a season. I don't approach a season or life like that. I can confirm that you have always, as long as I've known you.
Absolutely.
Like, I remember the first couple times I talked to you about space. You're like, Rin, there's nothing we can do. It doesn't matter. Don't even think about space because you can't do anything. I'm like, well, that's, I mean, I guess if that's how you want to go. But if we're watching The Bachelor, I think that's a good approach. Elise, her first time dating a younger man.
Remy, ever seen someone own a stage like Elise did?
Yeah, multiple people on this. What are you talking about? Colton, 2 seconds earlier. What do you mean? She didn't own the stage in any... Elise, she was fine.
Elise stood out to me here, Rim. Big time.
Wow.
Big time. Out of nowhere.
She had a power stance. I don't know what it was about her
stance,
but she did kind of... Yeah. Well, she didn't walk towards Colton like Demi did later on, but nope. That's neither here nor there. Demi to the camera after Elise was talking. Elise went up there and was willing to, this is her words, Elise went up there and was willing to admit that she's older in front of everybody. And then without an ounce of detectable sarcasm, I thought she was really brave to admit that. And really bold of her. AD, I'm sorry. I'm older than Elise.
This is
and
one of
I think this is so funny that Demi is saying these things. It's so preposterous that she's making fun of people for being 30.
It's one of the funniest storylines of the season that Demi has introduced is calling like 29 and 30 year olds ancient. It's a great, I love it every time. And like you said, they're older than us.
They're younger than us.
Or younger, and sorry, excuse me.
Let's get it clear for maybe new listeners. We don't think what Demi's saying has any basis in reality or is fair at all. It's just so ridiculous.
It's so funny.
That it's, you have to laugh at it. It is so funny to hear this 23-year-old talk like, well, Tracy might as well leave. She could die at any moment. She's so old. She's like treating them like they're dead.
It's not just Demi, though. Like some of the other people, they're treating like the 30-year-olds like they're these wise, old souls. So it's not just Demi. Demi says this funny stuff on camera, but then other people are like, whoa, yeah. The leaders of the house, these 30-year-olds. I can confirm 30 years old does not mean you are any more mature than 25-year-olds.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, I think that's funny, and I will basically acknowledge every funny time she says it. It's hilarious, and the median age of people who watch the show, of women who watch the show, is definitely older than 30.
Oh, absolutely.
So this puts Demi in a rare category where she's a villain that's not only enraging her housemates, but actively enraging, not just like annoying the viewers while she's on the screen. She's basically mocking the viewers at home.
Insulting.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyway, Nicole said something about dating Cuban guys in Miami. I think hers was cut short. Mm-hmm. Hannah G said her story about her first was getting one of the most meaningful roses I've ever received. My opinion here, AB, I like Hannah G. This is lame. This is very lame. And not just because it was one of the most meaningful, which is like, well, where do you power rank the most meaningful roses? And first impression rose doesn't crack the top, what?
Impression rose on national TV seems like it'd be the top rose anyone would get.
Absolutely.
Me personally, Rim, I didn't like how they're asking them this to come up with a first. And a bunch of them like went back a day. They went to 1 day previous to find their first.
Yes. There were not many good ones.
No.
They were all related to Colton and their experience on The Bachelor. It made you think they only had 5 minutes to think of it. Yeah.
It just started.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. Megan and Nick did not do their job in helping them get creative with these.
No.
Next up, Onyeka, I don't know. I kind of hope she goes home soon, not because she's a contestant I like, but so I don't have to fuck up her name anymore.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
By the way... Okay, excuse me. When you host the show, you say the name more often. You don't even have the opportunity to mess it up. You probably will just go the whole season without saying her name.
I'm not going to say her name because I'll mess it up.
Okay. Somehow, against her better judgment, pulls the drowning in some bitches line again, AB. This sealed her fate as a complete non-contender.
She's a non-contender. Absolutely. She's pulling out all these gimmicks. If you're coming with gimmicks, it's not going to work.
She said, let me just add that there are some thirsty girls here, so I had to do it. Thirsty for what? Attention? Because you're number one. You're the thirstiest on that list.
The storyline with her and Catherine, it's just falling flat for me. And luckily, there's a bunch of other storylines that are coming out.
What's the story? I don't even remember that.
Her and Catherine.
Her and Catherine.
The DJ. So she, Catherine came up right after her and was like,
oh, yeah.
That, and she's the one who talked to Catherine. Onyeka's the one who talked to Catherine in episode one, had that sit down conversation about how she was acting. So that was kind of like, it looked like it was going to be the storyline, but both of them are falling flat right now.
Well, also, not only were they bad, like the storylines didn't, the drama, I'm not interested in the drama is what you're saying. And not only that,
their drama.
I'm not interested in that duo's drama.
Absolutely.
But not only that, the stories, again, are bad. Can we get some good stories? Like the first time, I don't know, like I peed my pants in front of class. Like come with some juice here, something funny and interesting.
Absolutely.
Tracy. Okay, here's a good one, I think. I think she punched somebody. The fraternity president?
Yeah, we didn't get the whole story. I'm not sure why they didn't give us more of the story.
I think it was not safe for work, AB.
It went from her dating a virgin, and then she got in a fight over it, and then she took the guy's virginity. That was how the story went.
Demi, what did you think of this move, AB? I think I got a feeling you liked it.
Obvious power move, Rim. Big time power move. Love the move.
First, I wasn't expecting it.
I wasn't either.
It was a great group date upstage.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to upstage a group date, and she did it in a way that infuriates everyone without doing anything to them, and the lead liked it. I mean, this is like, this hit all the right notes for group date upstage.
She is the villain of this season. We pegged it wrong the first episode.
Yes.
We thought
yes,
it was Catherine. Nope. Yep. It's Demi. And I think Demi's got what it takes, Rim. I really do.
We'll get to that. Hey, is Demi part of my two big takeaways? Stay tuned to find out.
Okay.
You have to stay tuned to the end. For those who didn't, we didn't explain what she did. Lots of people are, I've gotten messages, lots of people are listening
not watching.
And not watching.
Okay.
So we kind of have to like be thorough in the explanation. She's up there and she's giving her speech. She goes, when I want something, I'm going after it. She walks off the stage to Colton. Crowd's going wild. I'm going wild at home. And then she kisses Colton in front of everybody. It was awesome. And then she gets back up on the stage to my surprise and says, and that's the story of how I got the first group date rose. Terrific.
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 The timing of it all was so spot on. And just to reiterate, this was in front of everybody. This was in front of a 200 person audience, yeah, including all the other girls on the group date, kissed him a long long.
If I were in the crowd, which one day I hope to be in the crowd at a bachelor group date, I would have, and maybe I didn't see the crowd reaction, but if they're all sitting down, you know, at the end of Napoleon Dynamite, when Summers does the happy hands dance and her, and nobody claps and her boyfriend standing up like, yeah, that would be me after Demi did this. Like, yeah, Demi. Oh, man. Did you guys see that? Back at the house. One-on-one date card. Hannah B, a.k.a. Alabama Hannah. Okay, B. NFL Combine. Tua Tagovailoa is about to run through some drills. Okay, let's see what we got here. The top prospect. Could be the number one overall pick if she plays her cards right. Group date, nighttime. Listen, said it before, say it again. You snooze, you lose.
Listen, let me tell you what happened here, Rim. So Tracy, to the camera's like, I'm going to get him first. I'm going to steal him first. Let me get him. But nope. She snoozes. Demi steps right in. After kissing him in front of everybody, gets the, let me steal you for a second, talks to Colton first. Tracy, who was just about to do what Demi did, got upset that Demi did that. Does that make any sense to you, Rim? You were just telling us that you were going to do what she did. So she beat you to the punch and now you're mad about it? That doesn't make any sense.
It's silly, but there is some kind, not a code necessarily, but a constant currency. Like, if you do it, if you, even though she was going to do the same thing, like Demi already did that thing before. So, you know, at the initial thing. So maybe it's like now it's, you got to wait your turn. But honey, no. There's 30 people. You can't wait your turn.
No.
Not enough opportunities. Anyway, after the one-on-one, Demi, by the way, somehow amazing spin zone. She spin zones her move into of pulling him away first as being it's a leadership quality. I mean, it's amazing. After her one-on-one time, did you have a you're a bachelor traditionalist now, AB. Did you have a problem with Demi grabbing the rose and doing a little dance?
Of course I did, Rim.
Okay, all right, good.
I gasped. Now, that being said, Tracy can't also be like a super fan on the show and getting super upset about someone breaking the unwritten Bachelor rules. That's not something that a contestant can do. Me at home?
Yeah.
That was appalling. it's not how you play the game. But Tracy also reacting that way, she said she almost, what'd she say? She said it made her sick to her stomach when she saw her pick up the rose. It's like, relax.
There, she kept speaking on behalf of everyone. She was like, we were all taken aback. And they showed everyone, and they were just
everybody was chilling. That's what I'm telling. Tracy acted like how I acted at home.
Not a reasonable
and that's not
reaction.
A good look. No,
in that scenario. Okay, Elise one on one time. AB, you think I'm going all the way over to Colton's side? The guy. This was a bad flirt game moment. His fallback word seems to be sexy.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. What do you got on this one on one time with Elise?
He seemed pretty impressed by her though, Rim. As we'll find out later, but she's 31. She's calling herself a cougar, which she says cougar territory. I don't consider any 30-year-old a cougar, no matter.
It's relative, of course. It's relative. If you're 18, 32 is a cougar. You're 18.
He's 26.
But he's 26. I don't think my opinion, I don't think the women in the cougar den should play into that and call themselves the cougar den. You're fucking. No. Most of them are in their 20s still. Okay. Don't play into it. You're just giving Demi. Although, I suppose if you're trying to like nip Demi's insults in the bud, it might work. But, you know, you got millions of people watching here.
Elise was the surprise of the episode. I'll tell you that right now, Rim. I think she made a move to the top.
To the top. Well, stay tuned for AB's
towards,
top.
Yeah, towards yeah. the top.
Not Can I tell you something about my picks?
Yeah.
Elise was absolutely not on my radar. On our batch bracket fantasy league, I had her going
neither.
Home tonight. I had her going home tonight.
Yeah, I definitely didn't have her going far.
Until the trailer. And she said something. I'm sorry, I don't like to do this, but I saw it. Okay. and she's talking about deep things. I don't want to spoil it, but at least goes far. Okay. I'll put it that way.
I believe it after this episode.
Tracy is still talking about the rose after the Elise one-on-one time. As if it's the Stanley Cup. You know the Stanley Cup. We're not hockey guys, but you know how you can't touch it until you win? That's the rose to Tracy.
She is shook by what has happened here.
I go back to her. She goes to talks to Demi about it. And the fact that Tracy, I always find it so funny when contestants do this. They go and talk to a person they have an issue with, and they do so on behalf of everyone else. And there's been no indication that anyone else has any of the same concerns whatsoever. Tracy, just go to her and be like, I didn't like that you touched the rose. Like, don't do that. Maybe kind of annoyed me. But she's like, listen, everyone back there just can't stop talking about
just
you.
Just a heads
rose.
Up.
It's not the case. Just a heads up. Yeah, that's the key
just
phrase.
Just a heads up. Like, all of us are very mad about you touching that rose.
AB, Demi pretends to be sorry.
Yeah.
And says,
this is when I realize we might be on to something here with
we
Demi.
We got somebody special. She's special. She says, yeah, sorry about that.
Says,
totally
sorry.
Sorry.
Hey, sorry about that. I couldn't be less sincere about something.
No. She's so nice to their faces. She has somehow the amazing ability to make the other person look bad. Most villains like embrace their role as a villain in the house to the other people, but she's just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then she spin zones it so that Tracy looks like the bad person.
She is so two-faced that I just know that she's going to be fantastic.
She's going to be amazing. She's going to be amazing. Hannah G one-on-one time. Again, the eyes, these two googly eyes, sometimes there's a sparkle, there's a twinkle, AB.
Yep.
I don't know what happens. Something is there.
Something's there. I don't know what, but something's there.
You got anything on this one-on-one time?
No. They have boring one-on-one time, but the chemistry is there.
Yeah. It's undeniable. I'm not going to let this fly into the radar, just because I'm not entertained when they talk to each other. Hannah G realizes she's going to, you know, every contender comes to the realization at some point that they're not the only person there and they're competing, right?
Yep.
Now, which that sounds easy. That's easy to mock, especially, you know, on episode 2.
Sure.
But the people who mentioned this early are the people who stay long because they're so focused on the person and not anyone else. Hannah G is not going to be involved in any drama. She's not going to get mad at Demi. She's not going to do any of that stuff. She's just going to be concerned about herself, her relationship with Colton. Contender, in my opinion. Boring contender.
Listen, folks, that's great wisdom from Room.
Thank you. It took me a couple years, but I'm getting there.
Usually that's for me, the wise bachelor. The teacher has become, the students have become the teacher, folks.
Master Splinter. Master Room. Very nice. Okay. All right. And Colton says she reminds him of home, reminiscent of the Beckel line to Garrett when she was talking about how Garrett kind of reminded her of her father. And a romantic, listen, when they were kissing on the balcony, AB, that shit was romantic.
Absolutely.
You want to apologize? It wasn't a smooch on a couch. It was like a one-on-one date style kiss.
Listen.
Love Me Like You Do from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. That's what I heard playing.
Anytime the lead like takes you away from your one-on-one location where you're having that talk and you like get more secret, like I got to go into a more secret location to kiss you right now. That's real chemistry there.
Who was
real
it? Was
feelings.
It was it Jordan who took JoJo to the other room and they made out against the wall with everybody, all the other dudes in the other
room? That's what this kind of reminded me of.
And that was Hannah G, right? Forgot her name.
Yep.
I mean, milquetoast conversations, but it's there. Let me see. Okay, Nicole one-on-one time. Mm-hmm. Mentions her brother AJ gets deep. Mentions her brother, her twin brother. AJ has autism, big part of her life. They kind of make a connection. They both spend a lot of time in children's hospital for different reasons, of course. This is a good thing that she revealed that. That's obviously. I mean, the more you open up early, the better your chances of developing a real connection. But it's, in my opinion, this is what happened on the screen. It's kind of tough because at this stage, you can't say anything that might lead her on based on that. By that, I mean, he can't be like, well, I hope to meet him one day, because then you're talking, you're too far down the line. So I don't know. He was just like, oh, thanks for telling me, but there's not many open doors after that conversation.
Rim, you're wasting your breath on Nicole. I know you like the girl,
beautiful,
but she's got
girl,
no shot.
Funny.
I'm just rolling my eyes when you're talking about Nicole and like her strategy. She has no shot.
AB, you got to understand, this isn't a podcast about who's going to win The Bachelor. This is the franchise, AB. We got to keep tabs on all the prospects, okay? Maybe she's not going to be a cleanup hitter for the Yankees, but she might make the bigs. And by the bigs, I mean Bachelor in Paradise. Okay.
Yeah.
Cup of coffee. Anyway, Elise gets the group. Shout out to Nicole. Elise gets the group date rose. Mild surprise, in my opinion. But he doesn't make it obvious. You weren't surprised.
No, not at all.
Okay. Can you explain why?
I thought they had the best conversation and she did the best at the actual group date event. So I wasn't surprised.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. It's not always based on what they talk about at night. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
One-on-one date, daytime.
Woof.
Yeah. But quick overall thoughts.
Yeah. That's it.
Woof.
That's my thoughts on this date. Holy cow. You want to talk about, I'm scrambling to get onto the bracket site, see if I can change my shit up. That's what was going on during this date.
Scrambling to get on the what?
The bracket site, the Bachelor bracket. No. I'm scrambling to get to log on there, see if I can make changes still, but I couldn't.
I locked the picks, but I didn't lock them when I said I was going to lock them. It was a couple minutes late, so that would have been chaos if I waited till after this. Colton has high hopes for this date, as he should. We all had high hopes for this date. Good connection, traditional one-on-one dates, you know, quirky girl who's pretty but like down to earth. Mm-hmm. So we thought, that's what we're led to believe. First thing I noticed is that Hannah was surprised that Colton didn't know it was her birthday somehow. I don't know why he would have that information. He barely knows all the names.
Again,
so
this was 2 days ago that you met him. Unless you told him that it was your birthday coming up, he would not know that.
Let's get to the big earth, not shattering, but rumbling juice. Back at the house.
Pageant juice.
Pageant juice. That might be the episode name. Kaylin. Hannah's pageant rival. Kaylin, Miss North Carolina. Hannah, Miss Alabama. Caitlin tells, it's going to get confusing. Try to keep up here now. Caitlin tells Caitlin, I believe, or some other girl, about how Hannah.
The other girl's irrelevant.
Hannah B. Truly she is. I'm sorry, but she is. How Hannah B. and her used to be friends and even roommates at the Miss USA pageant.
Wow.
I was skeptical of a pageant rival storyline.
This is it.
I'm not skeptical anymore.
Bachelor producers did their homework this time. They brought us a storyline that I'm here for.
Caitlin alleges that she placed and Hannah didn't, and that made Hannah upset and their friendship deteriorated.
Mm-hmm. Jealousy.
What do you got on this, AB? What is your opinion of who do you believe, and how much did this change your perception of the two?
Listen, when they sat down, when like one of them was in the house and the other one came off the limo and walked into the house and they saw each other, you could tell that these two had real life animosity towards each other. So this story, something's up. I believe the story that she told. I'm sure there's some, Hannah would give her side of the story as well. I can't wait to hear that. But something's here.
Wait.
I promised you that.
Now, a couple things I notice. Number one, completely flip the dynamic that I perceive these two to have. Yep. I said last week, Caitlin was always in pageant mode, and Hannah B. was more of a regular person. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I got that completely wrong. If what Caitlin says is true, I got that completely wrong on both fronts. Caitlin says Hannah has a facade up, which I bought into. We bought into the facade. Hannah B. goes up to there and she's talking about, oh my God, I'm a hot mess, y'all. She's not a hot mess. She's afraid to make one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And that this facade will crumble is what Caitlin said. That she can flip a switch. We got a Jekyll and Hyde situation. I am entranced by this storyline now. I can't wait to see what happens with these two. I don't know who to believe. I believe Caitlin.
I need to hear Hannah's side to this story before I'm completely out on Hannah. Okay?
Me too. What's a fact is Hannah is not a top two or three
contestant right now?
That combined, not right now and probably not in the end. Okay. Combined with the date and combined with this information from Caitlin.
Sure.
Shook a favorite off the tree. My opinion. Anything else on that story?
Nope.
Back at the date, all of what Caitlin says plays out right before our eyes. The date to me was an example of pageant Hannah being terrified to make one wrong step. And I don't know any pageant queens or any of that, but that's my perception. That's what it seemed like to me. She's terrified to make a mistake.
She was.
She couldn't come up with a toast, a simple to new beginnings toast or something.
Here's my thing, though. If she's always in pageant mode, she'd be ready for a toast, Rim. I took it more of just pure nerves. This girl was nervous.
Okay.
She doesn't like public speaking. She didn't want to mess this up. She was in her own head. I didn't pay attention to what Caitlin was saying when I was watching the date part. I just thought it was nerves.
Okay, that's fair. I will say about the date, it was a train wreck. The daytime portion of this date was a complete train wreck. But although it was bad, all you have to do as a producer is not play any background music. Every day there's soaring music. If you don't play background music, every silence lingers. And then they play more silent moments, leave it quiet. They can make it seem a lot more odd. That was probably no more awkward than any other date on The Bachelor. They just made it seem.
Well, oh, I don't okay. know, Rim. I wrote while down I was the whole saying those toast words, situation them. Here. So Colton and her sit down. He's going to make her give a toast. They're both going to give a toast. Colton gives the real cliche toast. Nothing to it. Hannah says, you stole what I was going to say. He talked for like 30 seconds, had a bunch of different things in his toast. She didn't have anything. She is obviously super nervous at that point. She doesn't know how to start a toast. So he has to start it. He's like, just say, let's make a toast too. And then Hannah's like, I'll just put a bunch of words together that sound good, that are real words. I wrote this down word for word what she said, Rim, okay?
Okay.
Let's make a toast to, first, it's my birthday, to this amazing day, and, Roll Tide. That's how she ended. That was her toast.
Sad. That's not a good toast.
One of the worst.
She blew it. The daytime date was bad. It was Hannah at her most. She's a hot mess, but not in the way she claims to be. It was a disaster. It was a disaster date.
It is only up from here, though, Rim. I'm not completely out on Hannah. I'll tell you that.
Okay. I'll put it. Hey, she immediately approved in the nighttime. Things went a lot more smoothly in the nighttime date. What do you got on the nighttime portion?
Yep, they had no connection in the daytime. Colton even says, if things aren't better in this nighttime date, I'm sending her home. I've never seen a first date of the season, first one-on-one date, get sent home. I've never seen that. I thought it might be a possibility. I didn't know if she had it in her to fight back from that horrible first round. Okay.
I kind of wanted her to. Unfortunately, the trailer ruined it. Back to harping on the trailer. We knew she got way further because of the trailer. But congrats to you. But if the trailer didn't happen or come out, I would have genuinely thought there's a 50-50 shot.
There's
she's
a chance
going home
she's going home. Back against the ropes, nighttime. They sit down for dinner. Fame and Instagram followers on the line, Rim. There's a lot on the line for him right here. This is
big
money is on the line. Can you step up and do something to salvage this? Because if she goes home this night, it's over. She's not getting on Bachelor in Paradise. You don't get on Bachelor in Paradise from being the Roll Tide girl for one episode of The Bachelor. You need something more there, okay? She had a little something. She mentions how she was wanting to save herself for marriage. She was a virgin. She wanted to save herself from marriage, and it didn't work out for her. It was a real story that I think Colton enjoyed, yep. And it saved her. Saved her season.
It saved her. That saved her. I was wary when she goes, "Why are you a virgin?" I'm like, "Oh
yeah,
God,
I thought
here
it was
going to
be even."
I thought it was over.
Yeah,
yeah, but she had something that related to that, so it worked. She saved herself. I'll put it. The bar was low for Hannah. She didn't have to, you know, get over a very high bar to save herself.
She just
needed something, and that was that something, I think.
Yep. They end up having a normal nighttime date. Dinner.
Yeah, it was fine.
Fireworks. Kissing under the fireworks. Bing, bang, boom. Yeah,
beautiful. What I think I put something about the kiss here. I didn't. Maybe not. Good kiss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/Rosecast. That's StoryWorth.com/Rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Back at the house. Speaking of kisses, Heather tells Cassie she's never kissed anyone.
Wow.
Okay, B. I hate to do this. It pains me to do this. I don't want to do this. But do you believe this?
Do I believe the story that she's never been kissed?
I mean, it feels like acid coming out of my off my tongue, but I gotta ask you. Do you believe it?
I believe it.
Okay.
I think in the social media age, it'd be proven.
Yeah.
By now, if it was false. Right? Someone would come out and say something.
Okay. It's not that I don't believe it, but there are a couple things that make me kind of raise my eyebrow.
Okay.
The first is that, well, number one, if you're auditioning for presumably the Virgin Bachelor and say you've never been kissed, you're automatically on the show. Like, that's sure. A really good way to get on the show.
Sure. Absolutely.
Number two, she said, Heather, when she tells Cassie, Heather goes, I know, it's so different. Different? What is that? You all, like, oh my gosh, don't I stand out? Isn't this a thing about me? It's like, I was like, that's not okay. How I would describe it. And it gets even more suspicious later.
Yeah,
on.
I was going to say, more suspicious later on. That's when I really started to wonder. I can see what you're saying here.
I'm not calling Heather a liar. I'm just saying that there are a lot of things that kind of, I'm going to kill for this, but there are a lot of things that kind of add up here that makes me wonder. Okay, I don't know.
Conspiracy don't rim, know. Sure.
There's a lot of people out there who think Colton's lying about his virginity. I think it's okay to question whether this is, with all of the stuff we know, people, you know, lie about their jobs. With all the stuff on the show, I think it's reasonable to look at this with a keen eye.
Absolutely.
Date card. If I deserve to be killed for that, kill me. Let me know. I don't know. Date card. Group date card. Alex B., Erica, Katie, Kaylin, Sydney, Tayshia, which is how it's pronounced, A-B, Tayshia. Last week
no,
you told me
not.
It was Tayshia.
It's Tayshia.
That's what everybody said Tayshia. Everyone
no,
said it.
No,
Colton
no.
said it. I'll run it
no,
back.
No, no, no.
I'll run it back. Nina, Kerpa, Caitlin, Courtney, Cassie, Heather.
A lot of heavy hitters out there, Rim. This is the point in the season where I don't really know everyone, so I'm just like, whoa, there's a lot of big-time names on that group date. Said it from both dates in my head.
I can't think of a single heavy hitter on this date. Cassie's a heavy hitter. And Kaylin. Cassie and Kaylin are the heavy hitters. I thought Katie was going to be a heavy hitter. She might not be. No other heavy hitters. We're back on the date time, nighttime, apparently. Oh, well, this is why I thought I wrote something about the kiss. I got confused. Really good kiss. All caps, really, AB. She gets the date rose. Fourth quarter comeback, I wrote.
Oh, you're going back to the other
date.
Yeah,
well, they went back to the date, and we wrapped up the date. Anyway, we'll talk about this later.
Okay, good kiss from...
Great kiss. Just wanted to put Hannah. That on the record. If people are like, Rim didn't think that kiss was good, run the tape back. I thought it was good. Okay? Let there be no debate. Group date, daytime. Okay. AB, Camp Bachelor, in or out on this?
I'm fine with it. I mean, it's pretty... Everything we've seen so far has just been
standard.
Really cookie-cutter Bachelor. Yeah. And this falls right in line. A camp where they do, like, camp activities? Seen it 100 times.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Relax. I haven't. I liked it. Billy Eichner. Do you know Billy on the street?
Yeah,
other than Parks and Rec.
Parks
other
and
than
Rec.
Parks and Rec.
No. That's it.
He's Billy on the street. You know Billy on the street?
Nope.
Chris Harrison introduced him as actor comedian Billy Eichner, and they're like, it was tepid applause. Mild. I'd say disrespectful amount of applause. There were no woos or cheers or whoops. It was just like, all right, okay.
Cool.
Golf clap. Nobody knows who he is. That's Billy on the street, folks. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
Two teams. Losing team goes home. Winning team quote, spends the night under the stars with Colton.
This sounds like a big deal, Rim. A huge prize.
I thought outdoor tents,
everyone
sleeping bags,
up all night talking, yes. Rim, getting real relationships started under the lights of the stars.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. I thought, whoa, they're giving them this is an unfair advantage to the people that win.
They all become heavy hitters, whoever
Absolutely.
Wins.
Absolutely.
You got anything on the Billy Eichner discussion with Colton?
No, Billy Eichner was just disrespectful of the whole process in the show in general, and I did not like him being on there. At one point, he even says, I wanted a guest spot on the Goldbergs and got this. I don't know why that was aired.
Funny. Well, because the team was gold, maybe. I don't know. It's kind of funny. It was funny. Promote the Goldbergs.
Get Billy Eichner out of here.
That's his shtick, though. That's his style, is to be like rude guy. It's
well, he hit it.
It caught Colton off guard. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. The back at the house moment here is the losing team. The red team won, by the way. Mm-hmm. Made a red feathers joke. True Beverly Hills. A couple people got it. Maybe upset. Listen, they had a fucking jamboree. It was True Beverly Hills to a T, okay? You understand? With winning and losing teams.
Wow. Okay, True Beverly Hills again. The only thing I took from the whole competition, Bachelor needs to be careful before they have a lawsuit with some of the rules and everything shady about who wins these competitions, okay?
You think someone's going to sue over that?
Someone's going to sue over this, right?
I thought you were going to say because someone might get hurt canoeing or
serious. No. We need better officials on these Bachelor and Bachelorette competitions because
there are no refs. There are never refs.
It is shady on who wins. Okay.
Well, and then freaking Sydney admitted she cheated later.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's chaos out there.
Anything goes.
What I was going to say back at the house is that the losers go home and they tell everybody else that the winners get to spend the night with Colton. And they are freaking out. They are taken aback by how intimate that is. One thing I've noticed so far in the season is that when Colton is somewhere else with one or more women, the women who aren't with him, some of them seem to be concerned that he might have sex with one of them. Constantly. Yep. I was like, oh my God, I wonder if he'll sleep with one of them. It's like, Catherine, what are you talking about?
The DJ Catherine from Fort Lauderdale with the dumbest comment of the night. I wonder if someone will be sleeping with him. I mean, Maybe. If someone's vibing with him enough, there could be that temptation. It's like, no, he's not going to have sex with one of these ladies. And
because they want
the
a group
whole storyline is that he's a virgin. He's not going to. In terms of virginity and losing it, it's. I don't think it's going to happen this season.
I don't think it will either, but I'll put it this way. If it did, the producers have some control over when it will happen, and they're not going to let it happen on episode two
with Billy Eichner.
No, at camp in a lodge with multiple people in the room. No.
Come on.
Later, when Demi does her thing at the cocktail party, everybody's like, oh my God, they're going to do it. It's like, guys, guys, it's not. Just chill out. Back on the date. Turns out it's not intimate. They slept in separate cabins.
Incredible.
In fact, the accommodations were worse than sleeping in the mansion. Not even close.
Are you kidding me? When he said, let me walk you back to your bunks, it's like, okay, fuck off, Colton. even doing out here? Let's just all go home. Why are we doing this?
I hope they didn't actually. I would like to know if they actually slept there. That would
they
be
showed,
terrible.
They showed clips of them and their situation.
Yeah, you know, they get in the bed. They get in the bed. But they didn't show clips of them like brushing their teeth in the morning under the morning sun.
Yeah, that's true.
Under the stars. Chris Harrison.
Confirmed. That's a lie. They got
liar.
No more time. They got no more time with Colton than any other group date has ever had. In fact, they might have had less.
Back on the day. Anyway, we already talked about the end of the day. Katie had some one-on-one time. There's not much here, AB, but these two always make out.
I had to look to find who she was. I didn't know who she was.
I've been a Katie fan since before the season started, and I can't get a read on if she's a contender or not.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't know.
Hard to tell. Seems like there's some sparks there, though, Rim.
I mean, they lock lips. I mean, there's not much else to say. They like locking lips. Okay. Back to Heather real quick. I'm going to try to navigate this minefield without offending anyone. Heather is concerned about having to tell Colton she's never kissed anyone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, side note, this needs to be documented. Tayshia kissed him. This was just a little, you didn't see her talk to Colton, but they kissed. Okay, mark it down.
Keep track.
Mark it down, okay? Write that down, Emily. Now, what's your opinion of this, AB? To me, you have to, she's nervous, but you're on the show. You have to tell him basically immediately if you want him to know at all, because otherwise he's going to misread something and he's going to lean in.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, if you let it happen, the first kiss on national TV is between a bunch of other kisses with what are essentially Colton, amount of randos.
Turns Colton into a bad guy.
Yeah. I feel like you got to tell him.
You got to tell him. Yep. I agree.
Did you think Colton would care?
I thought he'd be drawn to it because it's the same situation that he walked in with. She's a virgin. Obviously, since he's a virgin, it's less taboo this season than it was when Colton was telling. Remember how the guys were just he caught a bad time from this rim. I'll tell you that. She's not going to get
walked out of the room. Don't forget that. Yeah, I was editing, but she walked out of the room.
Everyone was stunned about Colton being a virgin. Now that's the storyline of the season. You could have three or four virgins on here and it wouldn't make any difference. Okay. But he was drawn to that. Obviously, there was a connection between those two. As two virgins going on this TV show that's basically, it's got sexual undertones all over the place.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
Come on.
There was a beat. First off, I thought he handled it pretty well. He said, I would never think any less of you, and I don't want you to feel ashamed.
He handled it well, yeah.
I don't think she did, maybe a little bit, but he put her at ease. If anyone was going to be, if there's any lead who would be completely okay with this, it's Colton.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. There was an obvious beat where a kiss would occur under any other circumstances.
Yep.
But it did not.
Heather mentions at the end she thought there may be a kiss.
That's what. Okay. It's like, I got a whole notes on this. I got
you were
going
to kiss Colton the first time you talked to him? You've waited 22 years, and the first time you sit down with this hunk, you're just going to throw it all away? That's what
it really makes me doubt the veracity of the claim.
When she said that, that's when I really doubted it.
After you reveal that, he's not going to kiss you without either explicit permission from you.
She has to be the one that makes the move.
Or a hard lean in. It's got to be like, oh, she's kissing me. It's happening.
Absolutely.
And even then, I'd be like, you sure? I mean, there's fucking cameras everywhere.
You want me to kiss you?
She's going to have to make it very clear. Okay, so obviously he's not going to kiss. Can you imagine having that conversation and then leaning
her?
In to kiss the person?
Come on.
No way. Secondly, if you've never kissed anyone, would you really want it to go down in the middle of this makeout conga line on TV with a guy you barely know? On a one-on-one date? If she gets a one-on-one date?
Sure.
Different story. I don't think she really wanted it there. I think it's possible because we didn't see her say those words. I think it's possible they spliced an audio from later in the season. Stay woke on that.
It's possible.
I hope so.
I believe her just because I think it would have came out by now.
That's fair.
That she was lying. I really
but there could
do.
Be some wacko on Twitter, and it's not like it wouldn't get picked up on.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
Wouldn't get picked up on Vulture. So and so lied about not being kissed, and also I don't care. I don't care if she's lying or if she's not lying. I just there's a couple things have happened that have made me wonder. Anyway, I think Heather and Colton could have a little something. I like Heather a lot, and it's something they could bond over, having like kind of a thing that's not normal in this world. Back at the house. I don't have the sound effects. We don't use them while we're recording anymore, so maybe he doesn't know it, but I'm doing the back of the house. It's back.
Okay. Oh, I figured.
Okay. What did you think? Where am I?
Back of the house, Alabama Hannah.
Okay, Hannah B. is jealous of Kaylin. Is that what you got?
Yep. Yeah.
What do you got?
She says she's Kaylin is the only person she has a problem with in this world.
Lie
just
detector
a little
test
more.
Determined that was a lie, AB. No chance. She's whispering this, it should be noted. Thinks that the cameras aren't picking this up.
Just a little more gas to fuel this fire, Rim.
And then the tale as old as time, it scares me for Colton. Yeah, you're really concerned about the lead, sure.
Listen, we have so many good storylines this season, Rim. So many. We got Alabama, we got the beauty contestants, we got Never Been Kissed, we got Demi as an all-time villain out of nowhere. We still have like some random other stories going, like you have
that's it pretty much, those three.
No, you have the DJ girl, she's still
she
out there,
she could come back
as a villain possibly. You have a bunch of love stories out there. There's a lot of storylines here.
According to the trailer, I'm pretty sure Colton proposes to like six people because we see like several declines. So the guy jumps over the fence. Keep that in mind.
You have the cougar den going on.
Cougar den, yeah.
That room. You have stuff, a lot of stuff going on. I like it.
Back on the date. We've gone very long, so I got to kind of wrap this up.
Yeah.
Back on the date. I was worried that Kaylin would bring up Hannah B to Colton, but she did not. That's a smart strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin tells Colton that she had encephalitis when she was a baby, young kid, which is apparently an inflamed brain, a scary disease. Only a 10% chance she would ever walk. Wow. Beautiful kiss. We're flying through this. Group day roast goes to Heather. Were you surprised?
It was almost, he almost had to.
It was a nice gesture. It almost seemed a little friend rosy to me.
I agree.
Like I just said, I think there could be something there. I'm okay. I like that rose. I think Kaylin and maybe someone else on the date probably know they're getting roses anyway. So he took the group date rose and he's giving it to someone who might need it.
I don't fully agree with you in terms of Heather having any chance. I don't see anything there. I see it more as a friend thing. So yeah, I definitely saw this as a friend, Rose.
One last thing about Kaylin. She says she's trying not to think about not getting the group day rose. She's just trying to stress what we have. When you're focused on the lead, eyes on
mindset.
The prize, you're going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktail party. Do you got anything on the Courtney one-on-one time?
Hey, Courtney came out of nowhere. It surprised me a little bit. I liked Courtney. Really did.
I liked her reaction to the discussion. She had a positive.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, if I don't get a rose, I'm going to be crushed. She said, you know, if I get a rose, that would make me feel good. I would be really happy about that. There's not, you know what I mean? Like, she seems to have a good attitude about whether or not she ventures forward with Colton.
I thought that was one of the best one-on-one combos of the season so far. Talked about family. She's only 23. She says she's ready for a family. Talked about her younger siblings and how she was a mother figure to them. I thought Colton and Courtney had a little chemistry there.
Sydney is my least favorite part of the episode, easily. Sydney, who hasn't had much one-on-one time, is interrupted very rudely by Onyeka with an air horn AB.
It's unacceptable.
After quitting her job and being on the chopping block 4 days into this thing, I say Sydney would have been in the right to get physical with Onyeka there. Do you agree or disagree? I mean, I would turn around and just shove that person right back in the room. What are you doing? An air horn is outrageous.
Outrageous. It's so loud.
And then to make it even worse, the air horn was bad. The only way you could make it worse is if you could flip it into a sex pun, which she did. She's feeling a little horny. Out. Could not be more out on a contestant.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, Sydney did not need to go So Sydney gets interrupted by an air horn. Rude, unacceptable.
Inexcusable.
Everyone knows it. Yep. And you'd be in your right to go steal him right back. Now, Sydney goes and grabs pots and pans and starts banging them to make noise and interrupt on Yeka's time. Now, that just shouldn't have done that. Now you're going down to their level.
Sydney saw the high road, and she got off at the nearest exit instead of taking the high
Absolutely.
Road. Sad to see. Those two are both. They ruined their chances.
They both ruined their chances. Yep.
Tracy is here to settle down, AB. She's not here to just have fun. Unfortunately, her one-on-one time is interrupted by Demi, also rudely, in a robe. Now, Colton could have handled this a little better, I thought. He was in the middle of a conversation. He basically pops out of his seat to go with Demi.
You mind putting your tongue back in your mouth before you follow Demi for a
cartoonish. maybe on the way to Demi takes him to a fantasy closet. I mean, Demi, in my eyes, can do no wrong as a villain. I think it was Caitlin who said, might have missed this. She goes, does she not have parents? Which is a very mean thing to say about someone you don't like.
Everything Demi did up until this point, I was loving. But this just seemed awfully Corinne. It was a stolen... Corinne did this exact same thing. She wore a robe to the cocktail party. And everyone was pissed about it. So this was just a copycat deal from Demi. She didn't need to do this. She needed to come up with her own scandalous thing that she could do that would rile up the women. Now, it worked. So yeah. I'm not completely out on it. But it just... just she had a dress on
under
way.
She had the dress on under
and the dress was on under it, which,
well, that goes to demi apologist.
What's the point of the robe?
To make everyone mad, AB, without offending Colton.
Sure. Okay.
Here's my summation of Demi. She's a great villain because her actions make her competition angry, but she's not overly rude to their faces.
Yes.
She doesn't do things with Colton that make him question her intentions. She's not two-faced, AB. She's three-faced. And in fact, you could make a case for a fourth face because to the camera, to the viewers, she's roasting everyone who's older than 20 years old in the world. Every woman who's older than 27-year-old is like a fossil in a museum to Demi. And that is so hilarious.
It really
is.
It's
so villainous. It's outrageous. She's killing everyone at every angle.
I agree. I agree. This was the only thing I had a problem with, and it was because she made a power move, but it wasn't an original power move,
that's
Rim,
fair.
Okay?
So like an A minus instead of an A? Yeah, she's what you're saying?
I mean, I still think she has what it takes to be an all-time villain. I know I say that every season, but this girl...
They've been getting better.
The villains have been getting better all along.
One last thing. Tracy's crying upstairs. Can't blame her. Demi somehow spins it into her being immature, not mature enough for Colton. And then just the coup de grace, I don't know if what that term means, but she says, Tracy tells Demi she thinks Demi's being mean. And Demi says, you are seriously one of the most amazing women I've ever met. You're an amazing storyteller. He's definitely going to enjoy your story. Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. She's so wicked.
One of the best parts about Demi is she faces her conflicts head on. So she walks down after taking Colton up with a rose, everyone pissed off, and she knows she pissed everyone off. She walks back down like, oh, that made you guys mad? Oh Tracy's mad? Let me go find her. Then she walks up there not giving a single fuck and degrades her to her face, down talks her. It's just phenomenal.
Corinne and Olivia and others in this role have actively antagonize the other people in the house and refuse to solve problems. But Demi is pretending like she cares about everyone's well-being. And then to the camera, she's like, I don't give here. These old dusty women are in my face all the time. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Demi says to Tracy, you just keep on doing you and keep being who you are. Can you think of something?
I mean, you say that to someone and then you go to the camera and you go like, if she does that, then I'm good because she's terrible and like Colton isn't going to want to be with her. But I don't know if we're going to get killed. I think the majority of people don't like Demi. And can you blame them?
That's
Demi
fine.
Demi is roasting the people who are watching this show, basically. But I
here's
think
the
it's
thing.
Just so
if
outrageous Demi, that it makes me laugh.
It's insulting to me and you as well. Like if Demi
sure,
walked into a room and me and you were there, she'd be like, ew.
Oh, look at these fat
look at those old
guys.
Fucking guys over there.
What is that gray hair on your temples? Ugh. Okay, well, hey. I mean, and I'd laugh at that because it's so mean.
It's
funny.
She's so mean.
All right, rose ceremony. Tayshia, Cassie, Kaylin, Courtney, Demi, Nicole, Kirpa, Hannah G, Catherine, Bree, Sydney, Onyanka, Katie, Caitlin. We got our first comment like, oh, you kept me waiting. Caitlin, honey, you haven't been on screen.
You're okay. Going to go home in one or two episodes.
I had to run it back three times to figure out what your name was. Nina, no disrespect, of course. Nina, Tracy gets the final rose.
Producer pick,
naturally. He didn't have any, you know, he didn't have any connection with Tracy, really.
No.
Angelique, Annie, these are no roses. Angelique, Annie, Alex B., and Erica, were you surprised by anything, whether it be the roses themselves or the order?
There was an interesting part of the episode. It was a very small part, Rim. I'm not sure if you caught it, but it was one of these ladies. I don't even know which one it was. One of the blonde girls was sitting down with Colton. It was in between like some drama and some other Demi drama. And they just randomly showed this clip. And Colton's like, do you want kids? And she's like,
oh, yeah.
No, I just want dogs. And that girl went home for no other reason besides that. Let you know what Colton might be here
okay.
for, okay? I made sure to double check that girl went home, okay?
Wow, I will double check because I can't confirm that she did. I don't know. But I did see that clip and it was while Demi was, or somebody was, Tracy maybe was talking about being ready. you know, not being too young to settle down. And then they showed a clip of someone, you know, yeah, essentially being
she
too
said
young
she wasn't
down,
ready, and I she guess. Basically was immediately escorted off the bachelor premises.
Let we got to make sure she was. We got to make sure that was Annie or whoever.
I went back and looked. She did get sent home.
Okay.
The girl.
Okay, here are the two big takeaways I had, AB, and then if you got a separate one, let me know. We already talked about them. I think Demi's the best villain, maybe the best villain I've ever seen. She is on a Patrick Mahomes-type first couple games where you're like, she might break all the records. Is she going to throw 65 touchdowns? It could happen. She could win the Super Bowl. Who knows if she'll be as good as Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady long term? But right now, that's a hot streak this episode, like I haven't seen before. Hit all the prongs.
Here's the thing. There's so many places that this villain can go, too. We're just dusting off the surface of what she's capable of. She hasn't really pissed these women off as much. Like,
no. It could get worse. It's going to get worse. She might just have sex with Colton. Like, she might just do that, not because she wants to, but to make everyone mad.
Absolutely.
It's possible.
I don't think she likes Colton. If we're being honest, I don't think she has any desire to date Colton. I think she wants to be the villain, and she's here to make these women's life a living hell, okay? That's what she's here for.
When she was massaging his back, she's like, can you imagine coming home to this every night? And then I saw them too. I'm like, she doesn't want to live with Colton.
No, she's not going to rub your back every night.
But Colton doesn't know that because she puts on the face. Terrific. She's like Arya Stark. Is that what you gotten that far in Game of Thrones where you're taking the faces off? I gotta rewatch. Something like that. Demi Stark. And then my second big takeaway is the Hannah B. bandwagon it crashed and burned, and then the pit crew fixed it somehow. She's the only sole member of her pit
she's
crew.
She's okay now.
I'm very – the pageant queen rival storyline made me roll my eyes on paper. But, I mean, I'm just a messy bitch who loves drama. What can I say? That's the phrase, right? I just can't wait to see it. You got any other big takeaways before we go to the mailbag?
No, I think we've hit all mine.
Okay, we're going to do the mailbag, and then we're going to do our the bracket update, and then the top four.
Okay.
Mailbag. Thank you to everyone who texted in. We appreciate it. Can't get to all of them this week. If you want to ask us a question or give us a comment, the number is 773-234-7794. 773-234-7794. Megan in Texas, Houston, to be exact. Bun B. You guys never mentioned the Chris Harrison montage. Do you think it's a sign he's leaving soon? Elin Gale, a 10-year executive producer of the show, announced that Colton's season would be his last a couple weeks ago. Is this a sign of them trying to change/revamp? I'd love to hear your take. Addendum, my note is that scoundrel Mike Fleiss, that lying, misleading scoundrel Mike Fleiss, said that Chris Harrison signed a 10-year deal or something, and Chris quote tweeted that and said like he's not going anywhere. But I'll believe it when I see it. What do you think?
I don't think he's going anywhere, Rim. I didn't take it that way. I just felt that was a much needed tribute to the head of our show.
The father of our family.
The father. Yeah. It's like on his anniversary, after they've been there a really long time, you put together a slideshow for him. It's
that's fair.
That's all that was.
Chris Harrison got to go to his funeral 40 years, but his own funeral 40 years before it happened. Mm-hmm. He's outpouring of love and support for no reason other than just that we love him. That's a fact. I will say about the montage, some great clips in there. A lot of clips from that I've seen before, but from seasons I didn't watch. It reiterated to me that this show, much like wrestling, when it is at its best, is unlike anything else on television.
Absolutely.
And yes, when it's at its worst, it's the worst. But it reaches the very highest of highs of reality television, and that's why we watch.
Agreed.
Next up, Jill here. Jill is one of those who loves the show so much, our show so much, that she's not watching the season, but she's still listening to the podcast.
Really appreciate that.
You might not after what she has to say about Colton.
Okay.
I would mainly like to counter AB's point on why people would be angry that Colton is the Bachelor.
Okay.
Simply this. Colton, desperate for relevancy, has played the long con for this and has gotten everything he's manipulated for along the way. He's overstated his NFL career, and I don't buy the virgin storyline.
Oh.
Now, why would someone lie about that, you ask? The exact same kind of person who would go on the show and appear in three versions of it in the span of a year. Can't wait for this week. Jill, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting in. I think Jill's giving Colton way too much credit for being like a genius.
Come on. He's not a mastermind we're dealing with here.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think he's more of a – I think it's much more likely that Colton is a producer pawn than he's pulling the strings with the producers. That's my opinion.
I agree.
Emily W. from Portland, Oregon. Choose your side, Remini B. With both beauty queens calling each other fake, whose side are you on, Kaylin or Hannah B.? Given Hannah's one-on-one date flub, I tend to side with Kaylin. Plus, she had photo receipts of them being former besties. Roll Tide. What do you got, AB?
Line in the sand, huh?
Yeah, you got to choose right now.
Hannah B. I'm sticking with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's cold over there alone on the other side.
It really is. I think I'm not falling for what Kaylin's putting down right now. I'm not falling for it.
I wish I could be over there with you. I think I'm probably more likely to believe Kaylin at this point. But next episode, if Hannah B does her own thing, I could be easily convinced.
See, I take her bad date as a sign of realness. Okay, she was really nervous. Like, if she's a super fake person, she could have faked her way through that date pretty easily.
We've seen it before. You're right. We've seen it before if you're going to be in fake. I think the truth is they're probably both at fault in whatever their backstory is.
Sure.
But it will be a take sides thing. I hope they play it out like a take sides thing, be team one or team who, and there's going to be compelling reasons to be on either one. That's what I hope how it plays out.
There's a lot of options for two-on-one people at this point for the two-on-one date.
Demi and anybody.
Demi and anyone. You have you could have, you know, a never been kissed, something going on there. You could have
Demi would have a field day with that.
You could have the beauty pageants go one-on-one in a heavyweight battle.
That would be pay-per-view.
Holy cow. Take all my money. I will pay you to watch that episode.
Oh my God. That would be great. That would be the best. That would be the best possible, and I hope that happens. Sarah from Philadelphia. This is the next couple of our honest opinions of Colton. That's what we asked for.
Okay.
He's doing better than expected, but he looks like he's on the verge of tears at all times. Also, discuss your thoughts on Hannah B. picking the eye booger out of Colton's eye. Do you call it an eye booger, sleepy, or something else? AB, that's an eyelash. Am I correct? You make a wish on an eyelash, not a booger.
That was an eyelash. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what she's talking about is something different. I think she just misunderstood what she was pulling off his eye.
Yeah. But when he made the wish, I knew
it was an eyelash.
It was an eyelash. Have you ever, what are you talking about? Do people do that with eye boogers? I know when my eye boogers are there.
No one does that with an eye booger, but I think she thought it was an eye booger, must have missed the wish part, and she's asking you what you call those.
Gotcha.
So what do you call eye boogers?
Crust.
I call it sleep. That's me.
So when you say I wipe the sleep out of my eyes, you're talking about
sleep out of my eyes.
The physical sleep.
Yeah, the physical sleep.
That's interesting. Yeah. I thought I was going to kill you for that. I'll roast you. I'm not going to. That's an interesting. Maybe that makes more sense than people. I thought it was just a, you know, term. Garen in Tennessee. Thought this season would be a snooze fest, but so far, capitals.
Okay.
I'm impressed with Colton as the Bachelor.
Who is
this? Garen. Tennessee area code.
Welcome.
He's handling himself well, even with all the virgin comments. So
welcome
she's
to the Colton side with me.
You're over there? Oh,
I'm driving the bus.
Okay.
Welcome aboard.
I wish I could remember the rant I went on when they announced Colton. I had a long anti-Colton rant, and it wasn't anti-Colton the person who was anti-The Bachelor franchise because of the decision. But now that we're here, like you said, we can't change it. He's the best. Nothing we can do. Strap in.
He's doing fine.
Jess from Charlotte, I was fully ready to be bored by this season, but I think he's actually doing a decent job. He's way more engaging this week than I expected. Or is that because the girls are more boring? I don't think the girls are boring.
The girls are not boring.
The girls are not boring.
Welcome aboard the Colton train.
Choo-choo. This is from Veronica. I'm surprised by how much I like Colton so far. I was initially, yeah, you thought there.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a ripping Colton with that me ripping.
This is the last
me.
One too. yeah. No, that was last week. I like Colton so far. I was initially against him being the bachelor due to his age and all Americanness, in quotes, but he seems genuine and compassionate. As annoying as all the virginity jokes and questions are, I think it is great that this is being normalized and talked about openly in a franchise that has been barreling towards sleazy for the last few years.
Well said.
I think it's just as fine that they're having representation. No one's ever had any issue with the representation of and the discussion of it at all. I just don't think – I mean, ABC kind of has it both ways. They do the puns. They do kind of a little bit of the shaming. And then they also have the genuine discussion about it. They have it both. You know, please both crowds. My opinion of Colton is this. He's the best bachelor since Ben. Is he not? Nick Vile and Ari? Those guys stink. Those guys are terrible. Colton is fine.
Yeah, I'm with you. 100% with you.
I don't like the why they chose him. I wish they chose somebody else, but he's here. If you are a viewer and are not watching the season or hate watching the season and you didn't like Colton the guy before and you still don't, it's not going to change because it is what it is at this point.
My question has always been, who else? If not Colton, who?
People say Wills. People say Eric. Who? I think Eric would have been bad.
Eric. Wills? Did you say Wills?
Yeah.
No.
That's what people say.
And we're talking about Jason and Blake, too. Those are the two. Those guys couldn't even host a damn watch party. They're not going to host this season.
Blake revealed himself to be incapable of
he's a fraud.
Shouldering the load, yeah, shouldering the load in the last episodes of Becca's
Blake
season.
Was bad as the host of that watch party.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Becca's season. I think Blake was immature, kind of. He was constantly freaking out. Sure. He was freaking out.
I'm talking about the watch parties. Blake was bad, and Jason was even further in the shadows of Blake, who was bad.
Okay, you paid way more attention to the watch parties than I think most people
love the watch parties.
I think Colton...
he's fine.
Listen, he's not the best. No one's saying he's the best. I think he's fine. I think I will get through the season and enjoy it. I mean, we're going to have to stop talking about whether or not we like him at some point. I just wanted people's honest opinions on him through two episodes.
That'll
be honest with
yourself.
That'll
be it.
Okay. Batch bracket update. Now, when it loaded. Praise be. Praise the Lord. That's what my grandma used to say. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have 176 people in the batchbracket.com league, which is the third biggest public league on the site. And I think they have 150,000 people or whatever they say. So that's pretty good. We're behind Caitlin Bristow's podcast. So I'm going to bleep that out. Should I bleep that out? We don't plug competitors here. I think about 30 people straight up didn't fill out their bracket and the picks are locked. Okay. So we basically have 140 people.
Sure.
We will draw a winner from the top 30 finishers and ties and randomly, okay? The leaders in the clubhouse, there are two people with 36, which I believe is just missing one, Emma S. and Erica B. There are a bunch of people with 34, including yours truly, I believe.
Wow.
I'll run down those names. Garen H., Ilya P., the Bachelor Memes account, Asia J, Aaron H, Emily G, Mariah L, Angie P, Camille K, Brian Q, dudes, Jen C, Carolyn A, Emily W, Sarah D, Carl H, Anna J, Amanda C. Now we're getting into the 32s.
Where am I at, Rim?
You're at 30. Ugh. Alex B. Yeah. You did. That's not good.
Shoot.
So anyway, we will keep you updated on that. If you want to go to the page to check the scoreboard, it's bachelor.batchbracket.com/leagues/23640. Go ahead and favorite it for the season. Okay, AB, give me your top four right now. Your top four, not who you put on the bracket.
Number four, Elise.
Okay.
Number three, Kaylin?
Yeah, she jumped, in my opinion, too.
Number two, Cassie. And number one, still on top, Hannah G.
Okay.
Dropping from my list is Hannah B.
I think I had Katie, or maybe some I don't remember more the last time we did the rankings. My top four, identical.
Okay.
I'm not going to change it for the sake of the show.
No, don't just change
it. It's identical. Elise stood out. Kaylin, you could call me Team Kalen at this point. That's my top four. And she didn't do much this episode.
No,
did wasn't nothing. On screen much, but she didn't do anything to, like Hannah B did.
She didn't hurt herself
to cause a tumble down the rankings. Okay, a couple more things. Number one, AB, I don't know if you saw this. I put a video. You did see it. I don't know why I'm acting like you did. We talked about the trailer earlier. Can someone explain to me how the spoiler-free trailer that we posted didn't just blaze up the web? I don't understand that. It took me 4 hours on Saturday morning to figure out how to do that. So please, to make us feel better about that, I'm begging for likes. Go to our Twitter and Instagram and fucking like that. It's pathetic. It's pathetic how little engagement that got. I'm embarrassed by it, okay? Our Twitter is at RoseCastES. Our Instagram is at RoseCastPodcast. And our Facebook is /RoseCastPodcast. Thank you to everyone who mentioned us in their stories.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Overcast, etc. AB, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind some fresh reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Not. No.
I would tell you what. Something we could show the advertisers. I don't know. Something to think about. Mm-hmm. Do your part. That's my
help
opinion.
Help us out.
I don't know. Help us out. Wouldn't hurt. Certainly wouldn't hurt. One-star reviews would hurt. That would hurt. Don't do those. Fives only. AB, do you got anything else? Any little nuggets off screen?
Nothing this time. Nope. Nothing this time.
We had a long episode again. So with that said, thank you. Thank you for listening. And have a heavenly day.
Is that Superstore still?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.